Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Messages, Relationships, and Prosperity. Today, we have Mary Margaret with us, who's going to answer some calls for those listening in the audience. And if you have a question or would like a reading, give us a call at 845-241-9850. If you think that maybe you need a private session, call Mary Margaret at 513-289-2914 if you want a copy of any of the prayers or invocations that we do today or have done. The email address for that is Rev M.M. Denholm. That's Rev as in Reverend, M.M., Mary Margaret, Denholm, D-E-N as in Nancy, H-O-L-M as in Mary at AOL.com, and I will do my very best to get those prayers to you. Today at 3 o'clock, Mary Margaret did a meditation, which was kind of like a lesson. There was great information in there. And I know tonight I'm going to listen to that again to help you clear your mind, relax, and become healed, which is what I could use right now. And last night, 7 o'clock, Joanne was on and she did a channeling, which was also a healing with more great information. So I urge you out there listening to check both of these out. So, Mary Margaret, how are you?
I am wonderful. How are you, Jamie?
I'm doing very well. Something strange just happened. The callers that were on, for some reason, the board just, they dropped. And I don't know why
happened.
Yeah. I haven't seen that yet. So hopefully they call back in. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they will. But for now, why don't we do the clearing prayer? And let me explain a few things first, in case there are any new people that might be listening. Within the clearing prayer, the beauty of the clearing prayer is to clear out any entities or energies that are interfering with your life. And what people don't know, they've never understood this, but I want to make sure you understand it now, is as you speak these invocations meaning invoking by the power of your spirit, as you speak these invocations with the power given to you by Prime Creator and Father God, the energy of these is the authority given to you over all beings, everything on this earth. So if you are being attacked, you have power and authority over them. And if you need to, you know, and this is like peeling the onion. Not everything can leave all at once. It would be too too drastic and maybe even too traumatic. So it leaves as it is divinely orchestrated. So as we do the clearing prayer, I want you to say it out loud. I want you to feel every word. Feel how your body feels. Bring in the energy of the divine Holy Spirit, Father God, Jesus, whatever you're comfortable with. But let's begin again by clearing our energies and becoming the best that we can be for today. Janie's going to say it, and I'm going to say it with all of you.
By the power and the authority of Jesus.
By the power and the authority of Jesus.
And the most holy divine spirit.
And the most holy divine spirit.
I now invoke by the power of the God spark within me.
I now invoke by the power of the God spark within me.
And give my permission.
And give my permission.
All entities and energies that are touching, using.
All entities and energies that are touching, using.
Tempting or taunting me on any level of my being.
Tempting or taunting me on any level of my being.
And if I have created an entity.
And if I have created an entity.
Be now evicted, released.
Be now evicted, released.
And removed, taken to a place where they can do no harm.
And removed, taken to a place where they can do no harm.
Never to return.
Never to return.
All energies of these be released, removed.
All energies of these be released, removed.
And neutralized.
And neutralized.
All energies of assault, gossip.
All energies of assault, gossip.
Sabotage, betrayal.
Sabotage, betrayal.
And all similar energies projected upon me.
And all similar energies projected upon me.
Be now released, removed, and neutralized.
Be now released, removed, and neutralized.
Gently change all unhappiness, pain.
Gently change all unhappiness, pain.
Disease, dependency.
Disease, dependency.
Addiction, financial distress.
Addiction, financial distress.
Relationship difficulties.
Relationship difficulties.
And interfering ancestral energies.
And interfering ancestral energies.
To divine love and divine healing light or leave.
To divine love or divine healing light or leave.
Remove all obstacles and blockages.
Remove all obstacles and blockages.
To my spiritual clarity and higher purpose.
To my spiritual clarity and higher purpose.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
With the grid of golden crystalline energy.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Repair all fractures in my field.
Repair all fractures in my field.
And strengthen me as I release all trauma.
And strengthen me as I release all trauma.
And all negative energies and emotions.
And all negative energies and emotions.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
As the cosmic template of my most high self.
As the cosmic template of my most high self.
Gently imprints upon my physical template.
Gently imprints upon my physical template.
The perfect healthy programming for this present time.
the perfect healthy programming for this present time.
And for my most evolved self.
And for my most evolved self.
As I regenerate all that I am.
As I regenerate all that I am.
To the highest frequency of love.
To the highest frequency of love.
Prosperity, good health.
Prosperity, good health.
In my most sacred destiny.
And my most sacred destiny.
I align to the highest and best of all that I can be.
I align to the highest and best of all that I could be.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
And take 3 deep spiritual breaths.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Well, you're welcome. We do have a caller, if you'd like.
All right.
Want to
Very
let you
good.
Know.
Very good. Put her through.
You got it. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
I've actually called in before. My name is Sandra Kay, but I really wanted to, and I thank you for an opportunity for reading, but I wanted to know the name of that song that was playing when you started. That is so beautiful. I love that.
That was by Karen Drucker. And Janie, do you have the title of the song?
I do. It's called I Am Loved.
I Am Loved.
Karen Drucker has many, many CDs on her website. It's karendrucker.com. And we have written permission to use her music. And anybody who's interested, she's wonderful. And she does all the voices herself.
Oh, my God.
She doesn't do backups or anything. She does all the voices herself.
Okay. Thank you. Yes.
Can we help you with anything else?
Blessing would be definitely received, so thank you.
What type of blessing would you like, dear?
Peace, mind, and just comfort.
All right. Bow your head, dear.
Okay.
You know, there was a time when I was so, so sick and I died and I saw God. And he blessed me. And when I bless people, I bless with that energy. That energy of Prime Creator and the energy of heaven. So as the energy of Prime Creator and heaven fill your body now, ask that they release anything negative. And prepare you to have a positive, loving, and most wonderful life on all levels of your being. It doesn't matter if it's love or money or career or anything like that. On all levels of your being, you be blessed now.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And you go forward.
You go forward
with that energy. And if you ever feel
weakened
or if you feel like for some reason you're having a bad day, get the clearing prayer from Janie. But always bring back that energy that you received today. You have the power to do that.
Wow. Thank you so much. You are always
You're
such so a blessing.
Welcome,
thank
dear.
You.
God bless you.
Blessings to you both.
Thank you. All right. Now, do we have any other callers?
We do.
Oh, wonderful.
Hold on as I get them for you. Hello.
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 Who's this, please?
My name is Ray.
Greg?
Ray, R-A-Y.
Ray. Oh, I'm so sorry. How are you today?
No, it's okay. Oh, I'm doing okay, thank you. I believe this is my first time calling in.
Okay. How can I help
you? Yeah, I was just wondering if possibly you can give me a reading on relationships, I guess. If you see one or maybe you don't see one, I just think that I'm in the part of my life. I think I'm ready for it now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think you are ready for it now.
I would think I am. They said that you were smart to realize you were not ready for it before, but you are ready for it now. Hold on. Let me go to my quiet place. Let me go to my quiet place so I get your information. About the middle of December. Are you there?
Uh-huh. Yep, okay. I'm here.
All right.
Yep, I'm here.
About the middle of December, you're going to meet somebody. Now, you're going to meet them because you're out and about. It's I don't see it through social media or anything like that, but you're out and about and you meet someone. And spiritually, there's a spiritual charge here. So the your energy and her energy are going to be incredible. And spirit is saying she's been hurt, so she's really got to take it slowly. But don't feel insulted by that. She's going to take it slow, and she just appreciates your kindness. And how you're concerned about her more than yourself. She had a terrible relationship, and he just cared about himself, and she's a giver, and you're a giver. So this new relationship with you is going to be very much more balanced. How does that sound?
Oh, I hope it comes to fruition. I think I'm mentally ready.
I think you are, too. And you deserve a good holiday with somebody that you really care for. So Spirit is saying just be out and about and be aware. It may surprise you how you meet her. Okay?
Oh, okay. Very interesting.
Yeah. Let us know.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Call again. Bye now.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Janie, are there any other callers?
Not at this time, but if anyone would like to call, the number is 845-241-9850.
All right. Well, while we're waiting, everyone, one of my most favorite prayers is the prayer for angelic deliverance. You know, we all have our guardian angels. And we healing ministers, we have our healing angels. That is how we heal. The energy of the healing angels come through us. We're like a buffer of higher energy so that you're most comfortable with the healing, because not everybody's comfortable with the high energy of a healing angel. So we are the conduit for that kind of energy. So when we do any kind of healing, that is angelic. So I want you to know that. This prayer, for those of you who truly want peace and truly want to know that at all times you can be calm because you are protected by your angel, prayer for you. So what we're going to do is Janie's going to read it, and I'm going to say it with all of you. And as we do this, I want you to feel the words and feel the angels that surround you. I'm asking the angels of heaven and all guardian angels to show you their presence. Show your presence if divinely orchestrated. So, Janie, if you would, please.
By the power and authority of the divine creator.
Say it with me now. By the power and authority of the divine creator.
The sacred source of all that is.
The sacred source of all that is.
Within all that I am.
Within all that I am.
Free from all resistance.
Free from all resistance.
And all interference to my most sacred path.
And all interference to my most sacred path.
I invoke the law of freedom.
I invoke the law of freedom.
And my free will choice of peace.
And my free will choice of peace.
Truth and justice.
Truth and justice.
I align to my sacredness.
I align to my sacredness.
And my birthrights of health, happiness.
And my birthrights of health, happiness.
Love, prosperity, and freedom.
Love, prosperity, and freedom.
Angels of peace surround and support my energies.
Angels of peace surround and support my energies.
My life and my freedom.
My life and my freedom.
Deliver me from all distress.
Deliver me from all distress.
Distraction and from the ill intent of others.
Distraction and the ill intent of others.
Bring to my consciousness higher awareness.
Bring to my consciousness higher awareness.
And spiritual truth.
And spiritual truth.
I am alive within my spiritual nature.
I am alive within my spiritual nature.
As an expression of my divinity.
As an expression of my divinity.
Deliver all of humanity and Mother Earth.
Deliver all of humanity and Mother Earth.
From conflict and hatred.
From conflict and hatred.
Bless us with divine light.
Bless us with divine light.
Divine truth, divine love.
Divine truth, divine love.
And divine freedom.
And divine freedom.
Angels of peace, protect us.
Angels of peace, protect us.
And bring us peace, tranquility, and harmony.
And bring us peace, tranquility, and harmony.
So be it done, so be it done now.
So be it, so be it done, so be it done now.
And take 3 deep spiritual breaths.
Very, very nice. It's just one of my favorite prayers. And I would say to anyone out there, if you've done the clearing prayer and some of the other prayers, and you still don't quite feel the energy of your angels, then request this prayer from Janie, and she'll give you more information as we go forward. And keep this prayer handy, because this you can use on a regular basis. If you're going into a situation where you might feel there could be conflict, that maybe you're not going to feel safe, you know. Maybe there's somebody's criticizing you at work or anything like that. You see, if you get upset, if you are not calm, if you are not peaceful, you'll make a situation worse if there's any conflict. So what we want is to keep very, very, we want to bring in the energy of the angelics with this prayer and with the strength of our angels, we can really heal any situation. If it's meant to be healed, you know, I mean, when I say that, it's like if it's not the right job, if you're where you're not supposed to be, then yes, even this prayer can be used to leave there and to be able to really get another job that can help you and make you feel peaceful and let the angels help you. The angels will guide you. They will show you if you have a peak interest in a company or a certain position, your angels will help you. Now, when we look at this prayer, we get so distracted. We get so distracted with life. And what this prayer does is it pulls us back into our spiritual being so that we can be stronger. And we can be at peace and have that contentment that allows us to truly be happy within our own skin. There's a lot of people that just, they have that feeling like they're not happy within their own skin. And this prayer has a way of just shedding those energies and allowing you to be strong on all levels of your being, knowing you're protected, you're blessed. Said earlier with one of the callers that I saw God. I had been so sick years ago, 27 years ago or something like that. And I wasn't supposed to live, but I did after I had a near-death experience. And I was in the presence of the Prime Creator. The blessing I received from him, that is the blessing I share with this prayer. That is the blessing I share with others. So remember, that's always available to you. And just for yourself, do not be hateful. Do not be in conflict. Oh, just set it aside, whatever it might be, until the energies change and you know exactly what you have to do spiritually. And if you don't know what to do, call in and let us see if we can help you. Janie and I are always available. Janie, any other callers?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Well, I think we've given enough information for this show. Anyone who wants to find the show, what kind of label are we going to give it, dear?
Oh, to come back in to get this one?
Yeah, what are we going to call it? Because I have a feeling people are want to come back in and hear the prayer again.
Oh, absolutely. It's one of my favorites, too. So I'm going to just write it as what I do with rebroadcast and let everybody know. So it'll say rebroadcast, and I'll have the date. And then I'm going to write angelic deliverance, prayer for angelic deliverance, and then just do a little descriptive. But once you see angelic deliverance, then they'll know this is the show.
That's great.
It'll have
That's
our
great.
Header of, yeah. Yeah.
And really, everybody, if you can share this with your friends or if you know someone who's going through a particularly hard time, then you could be that messenger of service yourself and help them. Tell them on Blog Talk. Tell them the show, Mary Margaret Denholm, or Messages, Healing, and Prophecy. Because what we're supposed to be doing now is being of service and helping our fellow man. So if you take this information and you know that it's important, it may be important for someone you know, and that is why we will share it. And we will share it because you'll say, this is what I've been listening to. This is what I discovered. These prayers make me feel better. But you can be of service, not only to your angels, but to Prime Creator, Jesus, Mother Mary. You could be of service, and that is why we're here. So if you're one of those people that say, I don't know why I'm here, I don't know what I'm going to do, start with this. Be of service to others. Get the prayers to them. If you need a prayer, you're going to contact Janie either by the phone number or the email. And when you get your prayer, if you know someone who needs it, copy the page, but you got to copy the page in its entirety. Because if someone does a prayer and they're something doesn't feel right to them, they have to be able to contact me. And if they want more information, that will be on the bottom of the page. So to all of you, thank you so much. You have no idea how much I look forward to talking with you and being with you and helping you. Because I love being of service. And for each one of you, know that you are blessed. And as we come up onto Thanksgiving, the blessings are increased even more because we are totally aware of Thanksgiving and what Thanksgiving truly is. So for all of you and your family, receive the blessing of Prime Creator and know that you are blessed. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, Mary Margaret. So if any of you feel that you'd like a private session or require a little more information, call Mary Margaret at 513-289-2914, or if you'd like a copy of our prayers or invocations, email me at revmmdenholm@aol.com. That's revmmdenholm, D-E-N-H-O-L-M, as in Mary, at aol.com. And Sunday night, we have our Divinity Spiritual online service at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And I think that you should definitely look into that. Check that out. It is filled. It's uplifting, raises your vibration, is healing. And what we like to say is we want to raise our vibration individually and then that of humanity. So thank you all very much for joining us tonight, and we look forward to talking to you in the future. Okay. Good night, everyone. Take care.
Good night.
You are seen, you are heard, you are loved for who you are. You are enough, you are complete, you are loved. You are heard, you are loved for